today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Okay, Patrick, you quizzed me yesterday. Now it's your turn.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Your question is, what do Bob Peterson and Tim Hoffman have in common?
Let's see. Todd Rundgren?
Nope.
Guided by Voices?
Nope.
Frank Muffin?
Sorry, that's incorrect. Do you give up?
Yeah, I'm about as likely to get this as Los Lobos is to release a covers album.
All right, guys, it's going to be kind of sad to leave the brewery here, you know?
What, you're leaving?
Oh, okay. Never mind. No, you're right. Actually, we'll be back next week. We got a couple.
Are they closed?
We're going to talk to the owner next week.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So this might just be our new spot.
Could be.
Settle down easy.
That's right. What is that thing about if you squat somewhere, how long do you have to be there before it's legally yours?
Right. We need to look into that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he built a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
This tent could become our residence, right?
There are reasons we can't leave here.
That's right.
One of us always has to be.
That's right.
We can work out a schedule.
We can do that.
Yeah.
It's like The Clash when they had that house they squatted
in. That's right.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And you've heard the voices of Mike Snyder.
And Bill Mulligan.
Yes.
Thank you guys
all
so
week
much.
Long. We're having some beers. I'm going to have one more, I think, in a bit here. But let's finish out this Listener July New Music Series. We have three more callers. There's a bit of overlap today as well.
Okay.
But I think you're really going to enjoy this. And we so appreciate people who call in. We have so many callers, as you've heard, all week. And we love the diversity. We love the contributions from the community. And we love the brevity, too. So thank you very much for keeping it to one or two songs each. It allows more people to be involved. And if you want to get in on the, where are we now, August new music, just, you know, call in by roughly the end of the month,
612-440-1984.
Yep. Or send a voice memo to rock@suburbspod.com. This is a, we do need to hear your voice on this.
That's the only requirement.
But, you know, just tell us about a new song. It has to be a new song released in the month of August that you really like and why. Just a little bit about it. Yeah. That's all. And that's it.
And, you know, I was thinking, too, and I'd love to hear the community's thoughts on this. You can call us or send us an email or find us on social media. How does everyone feel? And I guess really briefly, if you guys want to chime in, I mean, how do you feel about reissues? Because Mike was just telling me something very appealing about a Blu-ray edition of All Things Must Pass by George Harrison, the 50th anniversary. Is that right, Mike?
I think that's right.
But I think there's so many special reissues coming out. Maybe, you know, once every 6 months, maybe we do that. Or I don't know. Just what do you guys think? I mean, I think they play an important part in today's music
scene. Well, here's what I think. Because I'm not really into those that much.
Okay.
I'm always looking for, like, what's the newest.
Yeah, totally.
Music people are out. We have a motorcycle over here because we are outside. That's fine.
The Hell's Angels are showing up to provide security
for our new home.
Like it. I like that. It's also a new doggy over here, too.
And, really, and he really actually does like to be petted, or he or she, when we're done here.
Really nice dog.
One thing I'll say is I try to write about Blu-ray music a couple times a year.
Okay.
So if you want to sign a contract, I could possibly do that with you guys because.
And, we'll give you the $20 now.
And what I was mentioning was that, you know, a lot of people in the pandemic have upped their surround sound and home theater system. Yep. And what they don't realize is a lot of artists put out music on Blu-ray. And Blu-ray actually captures a wider frequency range of music, which the goal was initially to approach that of audio, of a analog vinyl LPs without the wear and tear of analog LPs.
Right.
You can argue whether that happens or not, but I will say, compared to streaming, you know, the Blu-ray music sounds incredible, and I've been buying Blu-rays for a decade or so. So that would be fun,
I think it's an interesting
angle. So what I was going to say is I would be really interested in talking about reissues, but specifically from people who have some knowledge, like they've listened to the reissue, the special edition.
Compared to the originals,
anniversary thing or whatever, and then can really point us to, like, here's some interesting tracks that you've never heard before, that kind of stuff.
Play this song on your white album of Beatles, and then listen to the new reissued white album, and you'll hear this.
Or perhaps the other side of the coin, it's not worth it. Right?
Well,
the original, it doesn't add anything really to the original, right? Exactly. And sometimes you get that. That's not why you call it.
All right.
Sorry, Jim.
That's okay. July New Music. Here's the first caller.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, interns, the Rocking the Suburbs family. This is Scott Eisen from Raymore, South Kansas City. I'm calling in with my July new music picks. First, I'm going to start in Australia. Gang of Youths. I discovered them a few years ago. I find them, they're an indie band very much in the vein of the National. They sound very similar. They released an EP last month, and their song, The Angel of 8th Avenue, very intelligent, an excellent song. Love the song. I love all three songs on the EP. Highly recommend it. And I'll follow that up immediately with another band from Australia. This would be Emile and the Sniffers. This is altogether different. I would call her garage punk. Probably, I would say she falls in the vein of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. She has released a couple singles in advance of an album she has coming out in September. The song I would point, toward the end of the month, she releases a song, Security. Again, this is garage punk, fast, angry, fun. You gotta love her. Again, this is Scott from South Kansas City. Have fun. Talk to you guys later. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Good to hear from you. Glad you're doing better. And, man, going down under for some summertime fun. But I guess it's winter down there, isn't it?
That's true.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Weird. Good point. So instead of being 100 degrees,
it's only,
what is it down there? Like zero, right?
Yeah.
One.
I mean, the temperature is one.
One. Okay. Let's start with his first pick, Gang of Youths, The Angel of 8th Avenue. That has a big sound.
That's, yeah, like, really
that's,
big.
That's like a U2 sort of,
yeah,
sound to it,
mm-hmm,
right?
I heard,
yeah,
the church.
Oh, oh, interesting.
Metropolis.
Yeah,
sure.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I even heard a little Bernard Sumner early New Order guitar lines, the way it was kind of clean, uh-huh, and they kind of ran it down. Yeah, it was very cool. Very cool. I like the lyrics.
It was almost, it wasn't quite Springsteen-esque,
yep,
but it felt a little bit like that.
Yep. I was going to say, yep.
I will say, when Scott calls, it always takes me home to when I live near the Truman Sports Complex, which is a bit north of him, where the Chiefs and the Royals play. So, Scott, thank you for continuing to call in.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Great song. Good choice.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. His second was Emil and the Sniffers,
mm-hmm,
Security.
Ah!
All right, that's pretty hot.
That's really good. And to me, it's a sentiment as old as time, Jim. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm just looking for love. And let me in so I can find it. Yeah, really, really powerful. And I think we were talking earlier in the week, too, maybe going all the way back to Bill's pick, that when you wire the bass and the drums and the guitar that tightly together, it's very, very powerful. And if you can keep it together like they're doing right there, it becomes a three times stronger force, and they definitely got it.
Yeah.
That power reminded me of Joan Jett in a way.
Yeah, very
cool. I mean,
very
it
cool.
wasn't as riff-driven as Joan's music, right. but it definitely evoked that to me.
Same power, yeah. Yep. Good call.
Okay, we are in the home stretch now. Let's see here. Caller number two today.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and fellow listeners. This is Bob Peterson calling in with my July new music pick. It's Native Sons by Los Lobos, one of the most talented and underappreciated American bands. The album pays tribute to Los Angeles, as most of the songs are covers of bands and artists from the city. This includes War, Buffalo Springfield, The Blasters, The Beach Boys, and Jackson Browne, just to name a few. Like the city, it's an eclectic mix of musical styles from blues to rockabilly, Tex-Mex, garage and psychedelic rock, and Kumba. Los Lobos are so versatile that they pull it off seamlessly. The band stated that they try to stay as true to the originals as possible, but from my perspective, they make these songs their own. The song I want to highlight is the title track, which is the only original on the album. Fittingly, it pays homage to L.A. It is a beautiful mid-tempo roots rock song that sounds as if it could have come from Los Lobos' mid-80s albums, How Will the Wolf Survive or By the Light of the Moon. The cover song I wanted to highlight is Sail On Sailor from the Beach Boys. I like it better than the original because they infuse so much soul into the song and really make it swing. Have a good day. Thank you.
Okay, that is the one original song, Native Son, from this album, Los Lobos. It sounds fantastic,
oh, beautiful,
doesn't it?
So beautiful, yeah.
I mean, talk about soul. These guys have it.
You know, sometimes you realize something, and then you forget it, and then you realize it again later, and you forget it. And each time the realization just hits you in the face. David Hidalgo has such an amazing voice.
100%. I was thinking the same thing.
I mean, it's so expressive. He could just be a cappella and... he'd have you in tears.
And he is just one dimension of this band that is definitely underestimated.
Oh, without a doubt.
And not given the appreciation they deserve. And we've been talking about this in the Facebook group in a way since this album came out. I mean, because we always have this joking conversation about what's the best American band. I will say this is a great party album, or if you're just cooking or you're cleaning around the house. The cover songs are great, and it changes the mood. But I will tell you, this is a band that helped me get through the pandemic. I watched two live streams of theirs.
Cool.
And they really are just so top-notch. I mean, I can't recommend them enough. And Bob, great job to recommend them.
Yeah, I'm very eloquent the way Bob set all that up. Really, I mean, after sitting at a brewery for an entire week drinking and doing podcasting, I'm not sure I could add to that. But
I don't know that I can actually. I'm surprised we could string words together at this point.
It's not Am easy. Actually, believe
are
me,
we
folks.
Still talking? Yeah, are we sure. still streaming words?
Oh yes, a great American band, 100%.
They deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore. 100%. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Speaking of which, here's the last call.
Okay.
Good morning, Jim and Patrick. Good morning to everyone in the Rock in the Suburbs community and to the interns and to everyone, to you and you and you. This is Tim Hoffman calling from Centerville, Virginia with my July new music picks. And I'm just going to say it right here and now. My top pick for this month came in right at the end of the month here under the wire, over the transom, so to speak. And that is the most recent release by Los Lobos, titled Native Sons. This record is a much needed shout out to some good old rock and roll that has come to us from Los Angeles. And the members of the band have worked hard to provide rearrangements or just, you know, straight up, you know, covers of these songs, but it's so much more than a collection of covers. It is a love letter to the music of Los Angeles. It's a much needed, relief and healing and just some good feelings for all of us as we, you know, continue to deal with many, many challenges. So Native Sons by Los Lobos. Get it in your ears. You're going to love it. It's great. I would say standout tracks are there's one original song that Los Lobos wrote for this record, and that is the title track Native Sons, which is just a beautiful, beautiful tune. So that definitely deserves some coverage here, as well as some other just fantastic standouts, including For What It's Worth and Farmer John and put the needle on any track and you're going to hear something really, really good. And the band is on tour now. So, you know, if you hear, if you like what you hear, go out and see them live because I'm sure they never disappoint. And, that's it. Tim Hoffman, again from Centerville, Virginia, just reaching out to all of you with my latest July pick. Thank you and peace.
All right. Great to hear from Tim.
It's lovely to hear from Tim. You can really hear the passion in his voice, too, when he talks about this record.
Yes. And I know he's a big Los Lobos fan, and you heard it right there in the call. So wonderful. He mentioned a couple different cover songs. So, you know, as stated here, there's one original song. The rest are covers of songs by, like, L.A. artists, right? And so it's sort of their tribute to their hometown, which I think is what a great idea, right?
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
And what's interesting about For What It's Worth is it was a political song written 50-ish years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more than, right?
And this rendition makes it feel modern day, very current.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you what should be the playout song. So that's a good one.
There it is.
All right.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. It's been a long week, guys, but it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And I just want to say thanks to Bill and Mike for helping out in this week and also for covering. And, you know, you'll hear in the future, they really stepped in and helped me out with something as we came in. So thank you guys for that. A little sneak preview for something you'll be coming up in the weeks ahead.
Well, hanging out at the brewery, which is 4 miles from my house, is not a big ask. So
yeah,
I was going to say it's a tough job that somebody's going to do.
I'm not even kidding when I say this may be a semi-regular podcast.
Yeah,
it's definitely good for us, right?
Yep. What, those guys are out there in the snow?
That's right.
It's snowing. They're still in.
That's right. Snow beers.
There it is. Snow beers.
That's right. Okay. As mentioned at the top of the show, call in with your August new music picks or send us an email on those. All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Bill Mulligan.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
We'll talk to you all later.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. Think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Snow beers.